Hello and welcome back to Pancast. Today we have Jai Kumar Prakasam from the Prisma Cloud team, and we will discuss the API discovery feature on WAS.
Hey John, thanks for inviting me today and giving this opportunity to deliver another great episode of Pancast. My name is Jai Kumar Prakasam and I am a staff technical support engineer working in the Prisma Cloud and compute domain with years of support experience in cybersecurity.
So, can you remind our audience what is WAS and what is the use case for the API discovery feature?
Sure. WAS stands for Web Application and API Security. WAS helps organizations protect their web applications and APIs from various threats such as OWASP top 10 vulnerabilities, API abuse, and account takeovers. I also recommend taking a look at the Pancast episode 31 that details the WAS feature. Prisma Cloud WAS API Discovery is a feature of Prisma Cloud that helps organizations discover and secure their APIs used in web applications. It scans cloud environments to identify APIs and provides insights into their usage, dependencies, and potential security risks. The information helps organizations ensure that their APIs are properly secured, compliant with regulations, and efficiently managed. Prisma Cloud WAS API Discovery enhances visibility into API landscapes, enabling organizations to improve their security posture and governance of cloud-native applications.
Okay, so API Discovery improves our customer security posture by inspecting all the APIs on their web applications. Can you tell us a bit more about APIs?
Certainly. APIs, or application programming interfaces, are a set of rules and protocols that allow different software applications to communicate with each other. They define the methods and data formats that applications can use to request and exchange information. In the context of web applications, APIs are crucial for enabling various functionalities. For example, an API might allow a web application to retrieve data from a server, update a database, or interact with third-party services like payment gateways or social media platforms. APIs play a key role in modern web development, enabling developers to build more dynamic and feature-rich applications. However, they also introduce security challenges as they can be a target for attackers looking to exploit vulnerabilities or gain unauthorized access to sensitive data. By inspecting and monitoring all the APIs used in the web applications, API Discovery helps improve the security posture of customers by identifying potential vulnerabilities, ensuring compliance with security policies, and detecting and preventing malicious activity.
Great. So how does the discovery work?
Sure. Let me explain how the API discovery works. When API discovery is enabled, the defender inspects API traffic routed to the protected app. Defenders learn the endpoints in your API by analyzing incoming requests and generating a tree of API paths. Every 30 minutes, Defender sends the console a difference of what it has learned since its last update. The console merges the update with what it already knows about the API. The API discovery subsystem attempts to ignore all HTTP traffic that doesn't resemble an API call.
Okay, so we are inspecting publicly exposed resources to detect the APIs to protect. From your experience, who can benefit from using the API discovery and what are the use cases?
Yeah, the answer is pretty much anyone who needs to secure web applications and APIs. If you're running an e-commerce website, online banking application, or government portal, you need to keep your web applications and APIs secure. And if you're moving to the cloud, WAS provides scalable and flexible security that can grow and adapt with your needs. Basically, if you have got a website or API, you need WAS. Prisma Cloud WAS API Discovery offers several use cases to enhance the security of web applications and APIs, like building an inventory of the discovered APIs that helps in understanding the API landscape and the dependencies within your applications, enforcing security policy by ensuring only the approved APIs are accessed. API discovery helps in threat detection and prevention by monitoring the API traffic and identifying the vulnerabilities in APIs, while also ensuring the compliance with regulatory requirements by monitoring API usage. You can also implement fine-grained access control policies based on API discovery insights to restrict access to sensitive APIs and data.
Great. Anything we need to be aware of?
Well, definitely there are a few criteria for identifying which requests to inspect, like requests must have non-error response codes, requests must not have an extension like CSS or the HTML formats, requests content type must be textual, application or empty. On the API discovery database, when new path entries for images or API endpoints are added, the console uses the last observed date to delete the older entries to optimize the available resources. When an image or API endpoint is deleted from the database, an alert is generated and the details are written to the console logs.
Thanks, Jayakumar. How about the implementation of the API discovery? How complex is it?
Yeah, API discovery is enabled by default when you create a WAS policy, and it is not so complex to implement. You would need to log into the Prisma Cloud console and navigate to the different tab. From there, you can access the Web Application and API Security module, which offers a range of deployment options to suit your needs. Depending on your architecture, you can choose between different deployment modes, including container, inline or out of band, host, inline or out of band, app embedded, serverless, or agentless. Each mode is designed to provide comprehensive security without compromising your application's performance. Whether you're looking to protect containerized applications, host-based environments, embedded applications, serverless functions, or require agentless protection, Prisma Cloud WAS has you covered. Select the deployment mode that best fits your infrastructure and security requirements and start securing your applications with ease. Once you're done, you can select an existing rule and enable API endpoint discovery. There are several potential pitfalls to consider to ensure the feature is properly configured and effective, like ensuring that the API discovery mechanism captures all APIs used by your application. Incorrectly configured discovery settings can lead to missed APIs or false positives, impacting the accuracy of security policies and threat detection. So you need to ensure that there are no misconfigurations. You certainly need to ensure that your infrastructure can handle the increased load without affecting performance, since the API discovery can introduce additional network traffic and processing overhead. If you want to learn more, be sure to check out the Palo Alto Tech Docs for Prisma Cloud documentation, videos, and tutorials. And remember, if you need any help getting started, Palo Alto Networks is here to assist you every step of the way. Here's an essential checklist that you can prepare when raising a support case with us. Collect the screenshots that help describing the issue, including the current WAS configuration. Take the screenshots from the API discovery page and the error or issue you're facing. Collect the defender logs and the console logs.
Okay, so we have enabled API discovery. What's next?
Great question. Now that API discovery is enabled, it is now about inspecting the discovered API endpoints and protecting them. In the monitor section of the Prisma Cloud console, specifically under the WAS and API discovery, you will find an endpoint report that provides a detailed overview of the APIs discovered within your environment. This report categorizes APIs based on the path, HTTP method, associated application, and more. It includes essential information such as the path, HTTP method, number of hits, API protection status, path risks, the workload responsible for the APIs, image risk factors, resource vulnerabilities, app ID, and the date when the API was last seen. One of the key aspects highlighted in the report is the path list column, which flags critical risks associated with specific endpoints. This report serves as a valuable tool for understanding the security posture of your APIs, allowing you to identify and address potential vulnerabilities and risks proactively.
Awesome. So how exactly do we protect the endpoints?
Well, this is just a click of a button. Select Protect next to a resource to protect a path. Set FX for all API endpoints discovered in the app and select Protect All. This enables you to protect all the API endpoints in the resource path identified within an app to the WAS policy rule. Not just the selected path. When there is an event generated from a new endpoint, you have it explicitly protected.
Lots of things to remember today. Can you summarize in a few takeaways?
Sure, John. Here are some key takeaways. By inspecting and monitoring all the APIs used in the web applications, API discovery helps improve the security posture of customers by identifying potential vulnerabilities, ensuring compliance with security policies, and detecting and preventing malicious activity. WAS provides scalable and flexible security that can grow and adapt with your needs. Basically, if you have got a website or API, you need WAS. WAS API discovery offers several use cases like building the discovered API's inventory, enforcing the security policy by allowing access to only approved APIs, threat detection, and compliance monitoring.
Thank you, Jayakumar. Some great info today. Pancasters, remember the transcript and useful links for this episode can be found at live.paloaltonetworks.com.
Thanks again, John, for having me today. I hope to join another episode soon.